This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. For migrant workers in Mesa County, the pandemic was just one of the obstacles they faced in 2020. A year after COVID-19 was discovered in Colorado, CPR's Western Soap reporter Stina Sieg checks back with a charity that supports these workers.
The last time I visited Child and Migrant Services in downtown Palisade, the nonprofit was still bracing for impact. It was late March, and COVID-19 had started to spark in resort communities and along the Front Range, but Mesa County was still mostly untouched. Within months, it would have one of the highest infection rates in Colorado.
Everyone was afraid.
Maria Frausto, who's originally from Mexico, works at the nonprofit and is always talking with workers and their families.
Whole families get sick with the virus. I get the virus. I get the COVID.
She recovered, and so did her family, after most of them got it. But she knows many people are not that lucky, and the seasonal workers who didn't get sick still faced choking wildfire smoke in the summer and punishing cold snaps in the spring and fall that devastated crops.
Everything was frozen, so yeah, it was no work, no money, no job, nothing.
Child and Migrant Services is a small organization. But Director Carolyn Dorn says they're doing as much as they can to help workers affected by the pandemic. That includes making about 150 meals every week they deliver or workers pick up.
It's such a good feeling to give a plate of home-style food to someone that you know has been working so hard in the orchards all day.
The group has also started offering modest grants so workers can send money home to their families. Vital donations help make all this possible. And while Dorn was worried the pandemic would dry them up, the nonprofit has actually been doing okay.
It's really a tribute to this community how generous people have been and continue to be.
From big foundation grants to a $5 bill wrapped in a coffee filter and left in their drop box. But Dorn knows there's still more workers out there who need support. There's no telling what challenges a new growing season will bring. In Palisade, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.